us and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton, celebrating their grand opening this Saturday. Get it done quick, get it done right, and meet the team this Saturday for their grand opening. A rainy week ahead for our Tuesday sunshine, the high around 77 with up to 3/4 of an inch of precipitation on the overnight. K-I-I-C.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank in Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me in the studio right now, I have Jackie Huff. We're going to talk a little bit about ag in the classroom for our installment of Just Start Talking. Jackie, thanks for taking time out to be with us here on KIIC.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Quite an undertaking that you have, ag in the classroom. You've got several schools that you talk to about agriculture. But first, let's back up the bus a little bit. Tell us how you got involved in the first place with getting into this ag in the classroom activity.
I probably volunteered with Mardell Benson at the time, Mardell Albertson. Whichever it was, she'd volunteered to do it before, and then Monroe County offered me a part-time paid position.
And how long ago was that?
Nobody can figure out. 16, 18 years or so.
So you're an old pro at it. That's great. The cool thing about this Ag in the Classroom, it's sponsored by an organization that really puts its teeth into the agricultural sector. Talk about that.
Farm Bureau helps us, all the farmers, in many ways. They go to all the political gatherings and help put bills through, help organize and help educate the farmers on what bills should go through and what bills shouldn't go through. We also help with insurance and other local things.
And so your reach that you have reaches a large area. Talk about those schools that you participate with.
We kind of live in a unique area. I started out in just Albia, and then I've picked up Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Moravia, because our counties are so closely intertwined.
And because of that, it's specifically one class that you deal with. Talk about those people.
Typically, I deal with the third graders. I visit once a month, talking about a different Iowa agricultural topic. I'm only there a half an hour, so before I get there, they have books. They used to have DVDs, but they don't have the equipment anymore, so we do approved YouTube videos through Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation that they get to show the kids.
And the cool thing about Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation, there's a national Ag Literacy Foundation that is also a part of it. They probably allow those, develop those curriculum pieces as well and hand those down to Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of the national conferences.
Where were those at?
Baltimore, Maryland, and Loveland, Colorado were the two I went to.
And go ahead and explain that process. It was a 3-day event. How long was it? And what was the thing that you take away from those items?
Oh, you learn a lot from the different curriculums. You kind of sign up for classes. But I learn more from talking with people and working with different people that you go to these classes with. And then there's pre-tours or post-tours also. And then just a couple years ago, Des Moines actually held their first one. And I got to participate in that also.
You mentioned the fact that you do the third graders. How often are you in that classroom then?
Starting in September, I visit once a month, except December. They have a lot going on in December, and I usually skip that month. but every other month clear through April. I just finished my last programs. We did chickens and eggs.
Let's go ahead and talk about the people that you work with the most, the teachers. You put on a teacher workshop every year. Talk about that workshop, because it's very vital that those teachers are actually involved with finding out and figuring out how this process works.
Teachers will tell you that they don't use agriculture in the classroom, but they do. We just open up the doors for a little bit more resources and have a little fun. They have to get their teacher continuing education anyway, so we think they should do it the agricultural way. So the first day, we are mainly in-house with speakers come in. We might go outside for like a drone demonstration or something, and then the next day we do tours.
It's kind of interesting. This area covers a large amount of land and counties. Talk about those counties involved and also the theme that's going to be happening for this coming year.
Our teachers' workshop this June is called Unbeknownst to You, Agriculture is Everywhere. Agriculture is a big word, but we are involved in it all day long, every day. We just don't think about it. So Mahaska, Marion, Monroe, and Keokuk County teamed up with Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation to put these teacher workshops on every June.
I'm talking with Jackie Huff. We're talking about agriculture in the classroom here on KIIC, our program for Just Start Talking. Jackie, there's several things that can happen that are great. Don't get me wrong. They're great items. But let's talk about your setup. You know, how do you get that communication going with the teachers and saying, hey, this is coming up. Let's make certain that the paperwork is taken care of. Make sure you watch this particular video. Tell us about that preparation as a presenter.
In the beginning of the school year, I hit the teachers up on what schedule will work best with their classrooms. I try and get Albia scheduled first because they have four classes. So I get Albia scheduled and we pick a certain day of the month. This year we did Eddyville and Blakesburg the first Tuesday, and then the first Thursday we did Moravia and Albia. So we kind of set up a rotating schedule. Unless the school schedule messes us up or Mother Nature, we try and stick with those days every month.
That makes a lot of sense. So go ahead and dig into the month-by-month items. Let's go ahead and just start with September and talk about the topic that you cover. And remember, it's just a half hour, right?
Yep. September, I have moved my corn and soybeans up too, because I can't wait till October, because I dig up the crops, and ahead of my visit, I deliver the crops to the classroom so they have specimens in their classroom. So then I visit. So that's corn and soybeans in September.
So in September with the crops, do you actually bring the entire plant into the classroom?
Yes, I dig it up. And the janitors look at me funny, but I do put the roots in a Ziploc bag because I want them to see the roots. And then beans have special nodules on their roots, so I want them to see that too. So yes, no, I do bring it in, and then they can actually see it because, I don't know, they just drive by it.
Right. So it's interesting when you talk about plants, they all have different parts. Talk about those plant parts.
I do dig up the crops, the corn and the soybeans, and take them into classroom. And we have vocabulary tied to that. And it talks about the different aspects of the plant. And then I'll ask them, okay, what do you think the job of the tassel is? You know, and then we do the silks and we do all those with the corn and the soybeans. So they get a little understanding of how it actually works.
And how in-depth are you talking about these plants? I mean, when you talk about agriculture and science, you can get really deep into the weeds. Talk about how deep do you get into the crops?
They're third graders, mostly removed from the farm, so I don't go deep. And I try and do things that affect them. So some of my presentation is on byproducts. So, like, example, if I took everything out of the grocery store that had corn in it, you know, I'd be taking over 4,000 things. And I have a display set up with empty containers of byproducts.
Well, let's go ahead and move into October now. Talk about that.
October, I do beef production. And before I get there, they have a book to read and then the YouTube videos.
And what's the book entitled?
My Beef Farm, I think. It's made with, in cooperation with Iowa Egg Literacy Foundation, and it's between the producers and their kids, and they both come up with the book. So there's terminology a little bit higher than the kids from the mom and dad, and then there's the kids' take on their farm.
So with animals, there's very different life cycles. Talk about that.
With each different animal, of course, we have the vocabulary words tied to their life cycle and the gestation periods and the incubation periods and then what different animals are called. They seem to remember the cows pretty good, but they kind of forget about the pig and that it's a gilt and things like that. So we just remind them.
We're talking about Ag in the Classroom with Jackie Huff. Of course, she's working with the Monroe County Farm Bureau as they walk through the year. How about November? November is a very special time because of the holiday, Thanksgiving. Talk about that.
We talk about turkey production, of course. We try and get it in before Thanksgiving. It doesn't always happen, but we do talk about turkey production in November.
I'm going to stretch my neck out here a little bit. Do you ever get live animals into the classroom?
I cannot. That's why we have Ag Day in May. The first Thursday in May, all these kids come to the Monroe County Fairgrounds and get to see everything I've talked about.
We know that we skipped December. Let's hop into January. January deals with dairy. Talk about that.
We do Iowa's dairy production, talking about all the products that have dairy in it also. They kind of forget about like sour cream and cream cheese and them sorts of things in the store. But of course, without the cow, we couldn't have them. They also have YouTube videos to go with the dairy production. And My Dairy Farm, I think, is the book.
Interesting stuff, for sure. What about February? February deals with pork. What transpires during that particular time?
Yep. Pork production is in February. I do, again, do the YouTube videos so they can see inside those buildings, because with biosecurity and everything, you can't get inside those buildings. We have had, at our teacher workshops, we have done some farm chats using an iPad in and out of a facility, but for the most part, it has to be on a video for the kids.
I'm going to ask a question here about the students. Sometimes you might have an interest approach. Do they know? Are they well aware of the fact that Iowa is number one in a lot of these commodities within our state and the union?
They're not until I brag about it. And then every time I come, I try and review the month before. As I'm passing things out, I'll say, raise your hand if you can tell me what I talked about last month or the month before. And sometimes they can do it, sometimes they can't.
And also maybe even some food products. Of course, you've got the beef, the turkey, the dairy, the pork. Do you ever provide any actual food products for them to try?
I did up until this year. I ran into a lot of allergies this year, so I always have bought candy corn for my corn presentation, and I used to buy soy nuts, but I strayed away from that. But I had already bought 9 bags of Indian corn, but between the red dye and the being processed in a plant that processes peanuts, I had to pull that for most classes. So I beg them up and give them to principals and secretaries and stuff. So I did not go through with anything more. And in January, I usually did caramels because kids forget that there's dairy in caramels, but I've stayed away from the food stuff the rest of the year.
That's kind of disappointing, but understandable. Let's roll into March. March is a unique month. The sheep and wool, talk about that.
I bring in sheep wool, freshly shorn, in a Tupperware container, and they all get to touch that. And then we talk about the steps that it goes through to be cleaned. And then I have a scarf and a sweater, and then a wool sock like you'd wear in the wintertime. And then, of course, we talk about what the meat is called, and then how long it takes for it to be processed. And then at egg day, there'll be a sheep shearer shearing sheep, and then there'll be a wool spinner.
Well, that's kind of cool how it ties in with your monthly days that you have, and then that ag day in May that we'll be talking about here in a little bit. And then you just said that you wrapped it up for April. You had chickens and eggs. Talk about that process.
Yeah, chickens and eggs, I leave them an experiment the month before with a jar, vinegar, and an egg, because within 2 days the vinegar has eaten the shell off because of the chemical reaction between the acid vinegar and the calcium in the shell. So then it's eaten down to the next part of the egg, which is the membrane. So then we talk about it, and I bring in an 18-pack. And in that 18-pack, on the outside is botten eggs, and then on the inside is little teeny-weeny banny eggs. There's blue eggs. There's a white egg with its folded shell all up. I have a double yolker in there, so they realize that not all eggs are perfect. And I show them how to candle an egg also. They can use a flashlight in their closet, so.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
We also break one open. We break one open, and hopefully I get to show them the rest of the parts. The chelicer that holds the yolk in place, the two strings, the white strings, and then the yolk. And I separate it, and then I beat the egg white. And that kind of blows their mind, because they're pretty sure I didn't put anything in there. I said, well, I did put something in there. And then finally I'll say, what do you breathe? And they go, air. And I said, yep, that's one of the things eggs is good for, to make our cakes and brownies and everything raise.
Excellent, excellent job of doing that, for sure, because it is an educational item. Let's go ahead and creep into May. It's coming up. May 2nd is going to be Ag Day out at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. That's a big, big day. Talk about that activity.
Usually we have Moravia and Eddyville and Blakesburg coming first in the morning. The minute they get off the bus, they are greeted with a couple of FFAers who are their tour guides, and then they take them from station to station. And we'll have a healthy snack, we'll have a 4-H, some sort of farm safety, and then they're also working on posters for me, what I see on a farm, so their posters will be up and judged as a station. Dairy had to pull out of a station this year because of the various viruses. If there's going to be animals on my grounds, and there will be beef animals, so dairy will not be there. NRCS brings an Enviroscape, shows them an awesome, with Kool-Aid, shows them an awesome way on how runoff happens in farms and in the cities. And then we have the various animal stations. I hope to have chickens, pigs, beef, whether it's cow, calf. I usually end up with a horse. I don't talk about horses, but people want to bring them, so they bring them. And then I have sheep and goats usually. And then we have a sheep shearer, and then a wool spinner. And then Iowa Corn will be there with their trailer, talking about all the different products that corn provides for us.
That's a great trailer to see. Another cool thing about Ag Day that you'll have in May, early May, is there's so many other things that can be talked about that people don't even realize. Talk about those.
Sheraton Valley Electric is out there with their electric safety. We, of course, have the healthy snack by the Hy-Vee dietitian. We'll have 4-H and a little bit of farm safety from a 4-H group. The poster contest, and then RJ Performance is going to do four-wheeler and side-by-side safety. And FS is bringing something new to our Ag Day this year with propane safety.
And with that in mind, you always have people that you want to step back and say, hey, thanks for helping out. Talk about those folks.
First off, we want to thank all of the people that have volunteered to run these stations that day, to bring their expertise to our group. We also want to thank the Fair Board for letting us use the fairgrounds, the FFAers who are help with the animals and the equipment. Thank our local equipment dealers for loaning out some equipment that day. And of course, we couldn't run a successful Ag Day without all of these volunteers. It makes it all pull together.
Talking with Jackie Huff, we're talking about Ag in the Classroom for our installment of Just Start Talking this week here on KIIC. Some of the times, Jackie, you deal with kids that are not the same academic level. Do you ever worry about making certain that you're talking too far over a kid's head or maybe too far under their intelligent level? Talk about trying to keep things on the even keel.
Yes, you can kind of tell by their questions. And their questions bring up something that I didn't explain or a word that I used that they didn't. But they also have vocabulary words. Every month I come with vocabulary words. And I also start my presentations with jokes. And then I end my presentations with jokes. And usually the answers to my ending jokes are vocab words. Like, why'd the ram fall off the cliff? He didn't see the U-turn.
Good.
By their questions, you can judge how you're doing, I guess.
That's nice. All right. So what about difficulty in your mind? What's some of the most difficult things that you try to pull off to teach these kids while you have them for a half hour?
They soon realize that they're not going to talk while I'm talking unless they want to come up and do it. Because I can't let them get away with that because I'm only there for 30 minutes. I'm usually passing out things and I start my program or my jokes or the recap from last month. And part of their stuff we go through sometimes, like to get the beef from the farm to the home or the egg from the chicken to the home also. Then we talk about all the jobs and how Iowa ranks in the production of the different items. One more plug for Ag Day. The Monroe County Cattlemen barbecue our lunch and donate some money towards our lunch that day, too. We have hamburgers.
That's a very important fact for sure, that you've got to feed those kids so they can keep their minds on what needs to be happening education-wise.
At the end of the day, we send boxes back with the teachers, and in those boxes are giveaway things for the kids. We learned a long time ago if the kids carry these around with them, they aren't paying attention to the speaker. So we just box them up for the teachers, and then the teachers give them to them back at school to take home.
That makes a lot of sense for sure. In your mind, Jackie, what is the most fun event that you look forward to each year and saying, ooh, this is a cool thing that the kids get to do and like to do and I enjoy doing it? What is that item?
I like visiting there all the time, but Ag Day is probably the number one thing. It does help if Mother Nature helps us. Last year was the best year ever, so I'm bracing myself for this year because we have had rain and snow. We have had to pull things inside of all the buildings out there, but I'm just hoping for a little bit of sunshine. And then coordinating all the different people that come, but once they come to your Ag Day and they know what a good thing is, they want to sign up for next year.
Good. That's very rewarding because of the fact that you know you did something that was worthwhile and that other people thinks it's worthwhile as well and continue that tradition. Every once in a while you have turnover with teachers and so on and so forth. How do those young teachers get involved and get scheduled and get a hold of you to get on the schedule for those monthly dates? Talk about that.
All of my schools but one have more than one teacher. So the teacher that's left behind informs them about the schedule, and then we do lots of emails back and forth. And then I share emails district-wide, all the districts, on new learning opportunities and or teacher workshops for all the teachers. There's a teacher supplement grant that comes out in the fall also. It's $250 for their classroom. So I always spread that information so they can get that applied for.
And so that money can be used for the teacher to buy things for the classroom specifically. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there any problem that you have in terms of having something in the curriculum that the school was apprehensive about having the kids learn? Because sometimes people get a little testy about things that are covered in class. Have you ever had that problem?
I had with beef once. I do not think the little girl knew where her hamburger come from. And I don't know what she told mom and dad. But the video that they saw, the most graphic thing was a beef hanging at a locker, you know. And so then we offered that family, if they wanted to, they could opt out for the rest of the videos, but they did not. I think it was a one-time thing.
Because there is some learning that goes on with where the food comes from and how it's presented and how it's gotten ready for people to process. I'm talking with Jackie Huff. Ag in the Classroom is our topic here on Just Start Talking. As always, our listeners, you can listen to this podcast one more time by going to www.kiicradio.com and pick that audio vault up there at the top. And then on the right side, you can find the podcast for this edition of Just Start Talking. Jackie, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Thanks for having me.
I have many questions in regards to this story I'm going to tell you right now about 11,000 men a year visit the ER because they have hurt themselves in the place that they doesn't really feel good to get hurt. Do you know the number one reason why? Here's what I'm going to say, guys. I think it's time for you to slow down. I think it's time for you to, like, breathe. I think it's time for you to not always be in a hurry. I think you need, because when you're zipping your stuff and having to go to the ER, that tells me you're rushing. You in a hurry, man. You need to, like, slow your roll. I can't even, my gosh. Can we just say, ouch, very loudly? And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Anybody else would be long gone.